Okay, let's begin our discussion of Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel. And today we're going to talk about the sugya of bracha levatala, or bracha she'ina tzricha. An unneeded bracha, a bracha said inappropriately, but it's still a bracha. And this is based on the day in Tosfos here. Tosfos here has a long discussion, if we see Tosfos, relating to women making a bracha on mitzvah asei shazman grama. We know Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rambam, whether it's appropriate to make a bracha in that circumstance. Tosfos deals with Suma, many different sugyas that come up in this very important Tosfos. But along the way, Tosfos spoke about a woman possibly making a bracha on a zman grama, on a mitzvah that she's not obligated in. And Tosfos says on the second wide line, Mishum de mevarech bracha she'ena tzricha v'ka'avar mishum baltisa leka de'ahid rasha d'rabanan. So Tosfos takes a stand on a sugya in Maseches Brachas. The Gemara in Maseches Brachas tells us that we know this, it says in Aseret Dibros, Lo sisa shem Hashem elokech alashav. One is not allowed to bear God's name falsely or use it for nothing. Baltisra baltisa, swearing falsely in God's name, etc. So the question is, what is included in that? And today's discussion is bracha she'ena tzricha included in that? Meaning, somebody says a bracha that they don't have to. Out of the blue. Let's say out of the blue, somebody just says, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Malach Olam, Borei Minei Mezonos. What a beautiful statement, right? That's what Hashem does. It's just that Chazal, we're not misaking to say it out of the blue, right? So is that a problem of Lo Sisa? Is that bearing God's name, Lashav? You made a beautiful statement. So that's a question. How to understand this Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Gimel, where the Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Kol HaMevarech Bracha She'edet Tzricha, over Mishum Baltisa, whoever violates, whoever says a bracha, she'enet tzricha, that's not needed, we're not being mechalik right now between bracha levatala and bracha she'enet tzricha. One can, but for our purposes now, we're not going to do that. Again, it's different. Bracha levatala means for nothing, like I just said. Bracha she'enet tzricha means a bracha that I didn't have to say. I could have, let's say I'm shechting three animals and I make three separate brachas. After I was mafsik on purpose to be able to make separate brachas. Okay, but we're not being mechalik right now. But the Gemara says, if you make a bracha she'enet tzricha, you violate lo sisa. So how do I understand that Gemara in brachas daf lamed gimel? How literally do I take that? So Tosfos says right here that it is a drasha, it's an asmachta. It's an asmachta, it's not a din d'oraisa. That's what Tosfos says. That's what the Rosh says in Maseches Kiddushin in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. And that's what the Chinuch says. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Taf Lamed also says that it is a din d'rabanan. Right? Saying a bracha she'ena tzricha or bracha latala is a din d'rabanan. Why does the Chinuch say this in Taf Lamed? That's the only place the Chinuch could say this. Not the only place. That's the Mitzvah Birchas Hamazon. That's the Mitzvah of benching. The one bracha that is d'oraisa according to all. So all the way at the end of that discussion in Mitzvah Tav Lamed, the Chinuch says, "Vitzarecha Adam lihizar ma'od, may hiskir bracha levatala." A person has to be very careful not to say a bracha for naught. Sheyesh bidvar onesh chamur. There's a very strict punishment. Shemazker shem shemayim hamekudash shelo letzarech. You're saying shem Hashem for no reason. Vachachamim samchu hadavar lelav delotisa shem Hashem alakach alashav. The Chachamim connected it to Lo Sisa. Connected it to Lo Sisa. So it's clear that it's Durabanan. Ubo re'e kama hayu zehirim bazeh bedoros harishonim. See how careful they were in their earlier doros. Shari Shimshon, Nazir Elokim, Nasa Isha miplishtim, asher ahav benachal sorek. Shimshon, the Nazir, married a woman from the plishtim. Vayezahir kol kachbas, karas Hashem. Shlol askiro klau, ben letzarech, ben shlol letzarech. Right, Shimshon, look what he did. He married a woman he shouldn't have married. And yet he would not say Shem Hashem. He was very careful about that. Shlo l'sarach. Shedelila hikira ki higid la eskol libo v'askira alokim b'tov tvarav. Remember Delila asked him three times, what's your secret? And he kept making it up, and he kept making it up. And finally, he said, it's my hair. But how did she know that now that was the truth? Because he said Shem Hashem. And I swear. K'higid la eskol libo v'askira alokim b'tov tvarav. Ba'amro ela ki nasir elokim ani. Ukamo shekasav achrav atira delila ki yigil la eskol libo. V'yomru zachorna levracha and chazal and sota davtes. How did she know? Nikarim divrei emes. Because he used shem Hashem. How careful they were. He wasn't so careful who he married. He was careful what came out of his mouth. So you see, but this is the Sefer Achinuch Shita. Like Tosfos right here. Tosfos right here. Tosfos does not comment on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Brachas on Daf Lamed Gimel, but Tosfos comments here that it's a Durabanan. The Rambam does not give any impression that it is Darabanan. The Rambam sounds like it is Da'oraisa. The Rambam doesn't say it Meforash, but it's Meforish enough. The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, Perek, it's also in a Tshuva of the Rambam, but in Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam quotes the Gemara from Maseches Brachos and doesn't seem to minimize it. The Rambam there in Perek Aleph, rules and regulations, all of Brachos. The Rambam says, Kala Mevarech Bracha She'enet Tzricha, Harezu Nosei Shem Lashav. If somebody makes an unneeded bracha, he is Harezeh Nosei Shem Lashav. That sounds like right Da'oraisa. Vaharehu Kinishba Lashav. And that's like as if you are swearing falsely. If you make a bracha in a time when you're not supposed to make a bracha, it's kili, you're swearing falsely. Va'asulanu sachar v'amein. You're not allowed to say amen to that bracha that's said out of the blue. Right? The Rambam sounds like it is Da'oraisa. And one might say, okay, Da'oraisa. So why is that Da'oraisa? You made a beautiful statement. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech ha'olam, Sha'akol ni'ebed vara. So that's a beautiful statement. Why is that an Isra Da'oraisa in the Aseret HaDibros? So again, one has to say that according to the Rambam, Chazal instituted specific times when we could say Shem Hashem. You can't make a bracha out of the blue. Saying a bracha is risky. Saying a bracha has God's name in it. So what gives us the license? What gives us the right to say that? So if Chazal instituted it to say it, if they mandated us, they obligated us to say it, okay, then we say it. But other than that, this is not a free-for-all. This is not do whatever you want and praise God however you want. Remember, there are specific ways, right? And we always need what's called a matir, Rav Soloveitchik spoke about so often. We need a matir to be able to serve Hashem. You can't just go and, make it a go without an appointment. Right? And that's the Gemara we quote often. The Gemara also, once we're on the topic of brachas, daf lamed gimel, so that's lamed gimel and aleph that we just spoke about. So lamed gimel and beis, same daf. Remember that Gemara? That hahu didachas kamid Rabbi Chanina. There was a chazan who went to be the chazan in front of Rabbi Chanina, and he started adding on adjectives to the Shmon Esrei. Hokel agadol agibra v'anora, ha'adir v'ha'azuz v'ha'yarui v'ha'chazak v'ha'amitz v'ha'vadai v'ha'nichbad. So Himtin Lacha Siam Rabbi Chanina waited till he was finished. Kisiam Amarle, when he finished, he said, Siam Tinukulu Kuli Shivchi Demarech. You got it all. You praised Hashem now. Exactly what it's supposed to be. You can't add on adjectives. Because if you add on what's called Kalamosav Goreya, you can never really praise Hashem in the way that he deserves to be praised. And therefore, you just have to say what Moshe Rabbeinu told you to say. Hakela Gadol Agibra Vanora. That's it. Lamali kule hai anan hani tlasta amrina ni live the amrina Moshe Rabbeinu baraisa viatsu krash ashkenaz gadol ve takinu betfila lo avi yichin li cholon lo meimelu viat amrit kule hai, and you're saying adding on all these adjectives, and it goes the mashal of the king who has tons of gold and you praise him and say, wow, you have a lot of great silver, right? Because you can never get there. So say the same thing. That's the pshat of the Rambam here. The Rambam says it's a daraisa because if Chazal didn't tell you to say it, there's no matir, there's no allowance to say it, and therefore you can't say it. Okay, so that's whether it's a din daraisa or a din darabanan. Interesting line. Let's get into the next section, and that is the sugya of what happens if one says a bracha levatal or bracha shenetzvicha. So the minhag is based on a Yerushalmi and Maseches Brachos that we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Liolam Va'ed. That's what happens if we say Shem Hashem by accident, or we say a bracha for no reason. So how exactly does that work? That's a Yerushalmi in the brachas in the sixth parak, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Simin Reish Vav. The Torah quotes this, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Simin Reish Vav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, talking about making a bracha when you weren't supposed to. Natal biyado pri la'achlo. I take a fruit and I'm about to eat the fruit. Ubire chalav, and I said the bracha on the fruit. V'nafal mimenu v'nevar onemas, and I drop the fruit by mistake and it falls into the mud and it's disgusting and I don't want to eat it, or it falls down the drain. I was about to eat something and now, you know, I made a bracha and now it's gone. So what do I do? Sarach lachzer ulevarech, af al pishaya may also amin lefanav yoser kishibir chalarisha. Right? Let's say I'm going to choose a different apple that I didn't have in mind. I'm making a new bracha on that apple because I didn't have in mind if I was thinking specifically only about the first apple. Rach lo idai to olav lachla. Vitzarech lomar baruch shem kavod malchuso li olam vaed al shahotzi shem shamayim levatala. and I have to say Baruch Shem Kavod, since I was Motzi Shem Shemayim, I said Shem Hashem for nothing, and therefore I have to say Baruch Shem. Vim Amar Kishenafa Baruch Ada Hashem V'lo Amar Elokeinu. What if I only said the words Baruch Ada Hashem when I lost it? So that's easy. Then I could finish Lamdeni Chukecha, because there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Ada Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha. And therefore, I could get out of it that way. She'enira kikori pasuk ve'inkan motzi shem shemayim levatalo. Okay, but that's the halacha, that if we say a bracha in that regard, so we have to say a baruch shem. How exactly does that work? How does baruch Hashem help? I did something wrong. I said a baruch Hashem esricha. Now I say baruch Hashem kavod. Hashem's name should be blessed. So Rav Asher Weiss has in his Sefer on Dvarim, he thinks it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur how this works. Meaning, is it what we would call a tikkun, or is it tshuva? I did something wrong. So by saying baruch Hashem right afterwards, am I fixing what I did wrong and it's no longer something wrong? I'm preventing it from being a baruch Hashem esricha. Because I said Shem Hashem, and I say Baruch Shem Kavod, I praise Hashem right after I said that, or right in proximity, and therefore I'm misaking what I did. Is that what happens? Or is Baruch Shem, no, I did something wrong. You know, I was Mechalel Shem Hashem for saying Shem Hashem for nothing. So to balance that, I have to be Mekadli Shem Hashem. It's tshuva. It's not tikkun. It's tshuva. So he says, if you look very closely in the words of the Rambam and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be a machlokas. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, when he quotes this halacha in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, this case, don't make a bracha on food or drink until it's in front of you. If they bring it to you after your bracha, it's no good. Noktal ochelu birechalav. Vinafal miyado on vinisraf. I take a food about to eat it, I make a bracha, and then it gets burned off. Oshatfo naho, or I dropped it into the river, and now it's gone. Notel acher mavarechalav, like the Shulchan Aruch says. Avishu miyoso amin, if you didn't have it in mind. Vitzorach lomar baruch shem kavod malchuso liolam. Frankel Gerser doesn't have vaed. Al bracha rishona. Why? The Rambam's lashon. Kidei. So that you are not motzi shem shemayim for naught. What does it sound like for the Rambam? It's preventative. Say baruch shem so that you're not motzi shem shemayim levatala. That's one Rambam. Hilchos Brachos, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud. The Rambam in Shvuos also, in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. In a case not by a bracha, but a case by a shvua. All the way at the end of Hilchos Shvuos, says the Rambam. Velo l'shvua shav bilvad hisha asura. Not only is a shvua shav asura, ela afilu lahaskir shem en hashemos hamiyuchadim levatala asur. Saying one of the shemos of Hashem for nothing is asur. Va'av v'vishol nishva, even without swearing. Just saying shem Hashem is a problem. Hari akasav mitzave v'omer liyiras Hashem hanichbad v'hanora. I have to be in awe of the shem Hashem. U'bichlal yiraso shlo yeskir levatala. And part of being in awe of it, of its yira, is not to say for nothing. Lefichach, says the Rambam, im ta'a halashon, v'hotzi shem shemayim. If by mistake I said shem shemayim for nothing, yimaher miyad, quickly, v'yishabeach, v'yifa'er, v'yahadrlo. Say praise. Say praises of Hashem right away. Kidei shelo yizach levatala. Again, kidei shelo, preventative, so that you don't say levatala. Sounds like somehow saying baruch shem right afterwards, that prevents it from being levatala. That fixes the problem. Ketzad, Amar Hashem, Omer, baruch hu lo'olam ba'ed, o gadol hu mulua ma'od, v'chayosi bazeh, kidei shelo yevatala. Three times. Twice in here in Hilchos Shvuos and once in Hilchos Brachos. That's the Rambam. But if you look in the language of the Shulchan Aruch that I just read, and it's based on the Tur, what's his lashon? Yisayim v'tzarach lomar baruch shem kavod al shehotzi shem shemayim levatala. Since you are mostly shem shemayim, so you got to do something. Got to fix. You got to do something to do what? Doesn't sound like you're fixing anything. It sounds like you already did something wrong. Now you have to do something right in order to balance. So it sounds like it is a machlokas rishonim, whether it is a tikkun or tshuva, a tikkun or tshuva. This brings to mind probably one of the most famous examples of using Baruch Shem, which is a little challenging then. Right? The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah doesn't argue. Sounds like, okay, so it's tshuva. I did something wrong, and I have to say Baruch Hashem to fix it. So what do we do? What do Ashkenazim do by tefillin? That's a strange one, right? Seems like. Right, by tefillin, the Ramah quotes, as we know, in Simen Chafei, that there is a machlokes rishonim, whether we're supposed to make a bracha on our shel rosh. Right, the Rambam says no. Another rishonim say yes. So the minhag of Ashkenazim is to make a bracha on the shel rosh, but after we put on the shel rosh, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, because the bracha might have been, could have been a bracha levatala. But one second, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, who doesn't argue, right, saying Baruch Shem is not a tikkun like the Rambam says, but it's tshuva. I did something wrong and now I have to fix what I did. We do that l'chadchila? We do something wrong l'chadchila and then, you know, fix it? Right, that's not something that we do. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Omrim, Levarech al Shalrosh, al Mitzvah Tfilin, Afilo lo Hipsik Bein Tayim, right? The Sheet of the Rosh. Vechain Pashan Aminag, Bibnei Ashkenaz, Shemavarchen Shtem Brachas. Vitov Lomar Tamid, Achar Habracha, Hashnia, Baruch Shem Kavon, Malchuso, the Alam Vaed. That's the Ramah here in Simin Chafei, in Ilchus Tfilin. So one second, if Baruch Shem Kavod is Tshuva, I did something wrong, then how can we do it l'chadchila? We make the bracha l'vatala, and then we say the Baruch Shem. So this is what the poskim explained, the Mishnah Berurah says it. We're not really making an extra bracha. Really, the Rosh, we paskin that you make two brachas. We make two brachas on tefillin. And that's why we say a second bracha. We just have covet for the Rambam. The Rambam says one bracha, okay, so we'll say a Baruch Shem. But we're not really saying Baruch Shem. We don't really need to say Baruch Shem. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes, he's very strong, don't say Baruch Shem right away. Right? Sometimes the Mishnah Berurah says, people put on their tefillin, shel rosh, say Baruch Shem, and then get it into place. No, that's wrong, says the Mishnah Berurah. Because then you're ruining you're taking away your bracha. First you have to put on your tefillin, say the bracha, then get it into place, and only after that, say Baruch Shem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'lo shu safik gamur. It's not a real safik. De'im kein, eichi barach misafik, brach levatala. V'yisbach al shiyom ha-barach shen kvom ha-chazol al-ved. Mishnah Berurah acknowledges the problem. Ela da'anan b'nei Ashkenaz, svir lan la'alacha, kadas Rabbeinu Tam. Really, we hold like Rabbeinu Tam. You make two brachas. Rak la'rafcha de'milsa, lahotzi atzmeinu midei kol pikpuk. We say it, so we're not in any suffix. Only a few seconds later, and that would be a real bracha levatala. The ha'olam nichshalin bazeh, says the Mishnah Berurah. People make this mistake often, and therefore one has to be careful that one recognizes that discussion. Interesting, there are nafkaminas between, let's say, the Rambam and the Torah, whether it's tshuva or whether it's tikkun. The Rambam himself said, you have to be very fast when you say it. The Rambam says, you have to say it miyad. The very next second, you have to say it. So that fits in, because the Rambam says, you're fixing what you did. So you have to say it right away to prevent it from being a bracha levatala. Maybe according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have a few extra seconds. It can't be like an hour later. But you have a few extra seconds in order to be able to to do tshuva, so to speak, on what you did wrong. Another nafkamina, interesting. Could you use other praises, not just Baruch Shem Kavod? That's the one the Yerushalmi says and the one the Shulchan Aruch says. So the Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Halicha Shlomo as, let's say, Yeheshmei Rabbah comes up right after you said a bracha levatala. So that could work too. Yeheshmei Rabbah. Right, could function, could substitute for Baruch Shem. If you look, by the way, just Derek Agam and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Emes Liakov on Veschanan, he has a beautiful piece where he discusses the relationship between Yehesh Mei Rab and Baruch Shem. He thinks it's the same thing. It's just that Baruch Shem has an extra phrase of Kvod Malchuso. Right, Baruch Shem Lo'olam Va'ed is Yehesh Mei Rabbah Mevarach Li'olam Li'olam Amai, the same thing. But he has Kvod Malchuso, which you don't say in Aramaic because Hashem's Malchus isn't revealed right now. We're davening for it. Okay, but either way, if Shlomo Zalman says you can substitute, you don't have to say Baruch Shem. And the Rambam himself in Hilchos Shavuos said that. He said, what do you say? Omer Baruchub Lo'olam Va'ed. Oh, Gadol Hashem U'muhlam Ma'od V'chayosibo. So maybe that's Lushitasa. The Rambam said it's tikkun, you're fixing what you did, so you could say any praise. Well, maybe the others, the Shulchan Aruch, right, that says that it's it's tshuva. Maybe you need to do say a davar hanikar. That's tshuva. Yesh mirabba. Nobody knows that you're saying that dafka to do tshuva. But you have to say baruch shem because then it's recognizable that it's dafka doing it l'shem a tshuva. But the Minchas Asher there in that piece in Dvarim in Siman Lamed says he thinks maybe even the Rambam wouldn't go this far because if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, he only quoted baruch shem. In Hilchos Shvuos, he quoted other examples for substitution. So maybe there's a difference between just saying Shem Hashem by itself for no reason and saying a bracha Shein Etzricha. A bracha Shein Etzricha requires Baruch Shem Kavod. Even the Rambam would say that. It's only Shem Hashem would have more flexibility. Good. Just to end off, there's an interesting tshuva of the Panim Me'iros. Panim Me'iros is Rav Eisenstadt in 1600s, 1700s, where there was a guy that had his tefillin in the wrong spot for years. He always wore it like on his forehead, too low. And finally, after years, you know, he was told that that was wrong. So he's like, how do I do tshuva for that? So doing tshuva for not wearing tefillin all the years is just by wearing tefillin. Start wearing tefillin. What about all the brachas levatala on the tefillin shel rosh that I put in the wrong spot? So the panamira says, well, you said baruch shem every day anyway. You said Baruch Shem, so that could be d'evit help you. You aren't saying it for that reason, but maybe that could help you out in terms of your in terms of tshuva for that that out there. Okay, there's a lot more that Nesivos discusses. Do you really need tshuva for a right? The famous Nesivos and Reish Lamadalin. Do you need tshuva for an Isser Drabanan that you did b'shogeg? Okay, but either is this an Isser Drabanan that relates to the Rambam and the other Rishonim, our Tosfos that we started off with? But again, Tosfos on our daf. Here, Rosh Hashanah Lama Gimel holds it is not included in Losisa Daraisa, only Drabanan. Okay, we'll stop here.